8:36 here on the Mighty 690 as we continue throughout a Thursday edition of the program. It's time for our update from Coffeeville's Reawakening, starting first with Denise York, who joins us now. Good morning, Denise.
Morning, James. Glad to be back.
Hey, yeah, I know.
Seems like it's been forever since I've been in here.
I feel like it's been like 2 weeks, but
I think it has been about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we're getting glad to have you back on board, and lots of good stuff happening even, you know, as we cruise on into the end of 2023.
Right.
Christmas on Monday, can you believe it?
I know, it just went so fast, and I know the PD did their filler cruiser and everything, and they got things delivered, and tomorrow is Shop with the Cop, right?
So mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
A lot of things still going on.
There sure are. So several events still as we continue into Christmas.
Yeah, and the radio theater last.
Yeah, on Saturday.
Yeah,
that was
great.
Yep, we had probably about 60 or so people in the crowd. And it was wonderful just to have that studio audience to laugh and clap.
Right.
And, you know, that really makes a big difference when you're putting on something like this.
Well, I heard it clear over on the other side of Oklahoma City, but I couldn't tell how many was in the audience.
Sure, but you can hear them clapping and everything.
Yeah,
so
but I think an annual event is well worth it. So.
Yeah, there's definitely some interest there.
Yeah, as soon as we get the Midland Theater done, you can get on the stage there, and that would make it really great.
Looking forward to it.
Yep. Well, and that's, I was just going to update you, not much going on at the Midland. We are so close to getting that front of house ready to open. I think we're just doing some final punch lists on it. But I did wake up this morning and see on Facebook where the Grinch had broke in there last night.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah, so we're going to have to go check that out and see what all. I think he got in the Alamo, too, and drug her ladder out. I'm not sure.
Hopefully didn't kick over any paint or anything.
Yeah, let's hope. So, yeah, so we'll go check that out. The other thing I wanted to bring up is the Coffeeville Innovation Lab for Youth that's coming up in January. We have two sessions going on, January the 13th and the 15th. But they're filling up fast. We have a limit of 20 people per session. So yesterday, I think one session on Saturday has 11 people, and Monday's session has 12 people enrolled. So very few spots left. So if you really want to get into that, get online, go to CACF, Coffeeville Area Community Foundation's website. The registration is there. This is from a grant from Network Kansas that was awarded to CACF, and you know, we had one that had 3D printers, the first workshop we did, and this one is going to be on robots and drones, so all day deal, and just pick one session, and we hope to see you there.
That's great, and you can't beat the price.
That's right. It is free. There's T-shirts. We'll have lunch included and do the robotics in the morning, and then the afternoon will be dedicated to the drones. I think we're going to have some a course there that you can fly through and
so very cool.
For 9 to 12-year-olds.
Wonderful. Well, yeah, both folks can get signed up, and I know we do have a link at kggfradio.com. People
right.
can stop on by and check that out.
Okay. And then our guest this morning, we have Darla Thornburg with us, and she was we needed her in to talk about the candlelight tours that's going on.
That's
and,
great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah,
we're excited.
Welcome.
We have two more nights of the candlelit tours, Friday night and Saturday night. We are sold out, our first two tours on Friday night. So if you need tickets, you really need to get online at coffeevillehistory.com, or you can stop by the Dalton Defenders Museum when they're open. They're open 7 days a week, and get your tickets.
Well, now you're sold out for the 5:30 and 6:30 show, but on Friday.
Yes.
But the 7:30 show's got
limited tickets.
Yep.
We only allow 100 people in per tour. And then Saturday, we still have tickets available, but some of those are limited.
The 5:30, I think there's only six left.
That's our most popular time slot, is that 5:30
Sure,
slot.
And I've been watching. It's really counting down as people are buying those up. So you don't want to wait until the last minute.
Nope.
You got to really get those now. And, you know, we were talking a little bit off air, Darla. Can you maybe some of the listeners might not know the origins of this, these tours, and, you know, can you talk about, you know, when they started, how they started, what was the first one like?
Well, this is our 14th year of the candlelit tours, and when we first started, we just decorated the first floor. We were very excited our first year. We had 8 visitors the first night, and we thought we were really doing great things, which we were. We actually had a grant that matched, so we did make some money. You know, The Historical Society needs every dollar to help keep that mansion going, pay the utility bills. The maintenance is enormous. So this event is very important to the livelihood and keeping this mansion running. Now we, well, our highest year we ever had was 632 people, which is way too many people in the Brown Mansion at one night. So we have, especially with COVID, we have limited our tours to 100 per tour time, which makes it much more enjoyable for our visitors. And it's just safer for the mansion and for the volunteers that are helping to make sure everybody's having a great time. We've really grown. We have live music. We're so lucky to have volunteers that come in and play either in the music room or in the parlor. And if you've ever been there, it is just, I think, a magical night. Now, like I said, we started out with just the first floor. Now we have the first floor, the second floor, and the ballroom has over 50 trees in it. And it is just amazing. And we have a tree for everybody. We have beautiful trees that fit the era of the Brown Mansion and I think what the Browns might have done. But we also have fun trees like a Barbie tree, a Combine tree, and of course we have a Taylor Swift tree. And if we have Taylor Swift, then we have to have, you know, Travis Kelce. So that's kind of fun, and we encourage people to come and take pictures in front of any of the trees and just have a fun time. We have people that show up in their pajamas and take with their families. We have ugly Christmas sweaters. We have people that dress up. We just want people to come and have fun and enjoy their families and enjoy our beautiful mansion.
So how many trees this year?
We have over 130 trees inside the mansion, and we don't want to forget the outside because we have a lot of volunteers that help decorate the outside of the mansion. So we have over 150 trees inside and out. And I might mention, too, our Friends of the Mansion group has a food trailer that provides some hot drinks and some treats for visitors that want to walk around the grounds. So that makes it even more special. So there's a lot of people that are involved with this event. I counted this year, there's over 150 volunteers that make this event happen. And that includes student organizations, businesses, individuals. We're very fortunate that there was so many people that love the Brown Mansion.
Well, it's just amazing to see how it's grown over the years. And I love hearing stories of, you know, families have made this kind of their little tradition to be able to maybe, you know, go and get some dinner somewhere and go to the Brown Mansion. It's just those kind of holiday traditions, I think, are so important. And that's something the kids are going to remember forever.
Definitely. And we have some people that have a girls' night out, or we've had people this just last week, we had some people come clear from Wichita, drove directly back to Wichita. So people are coming from all over. We love that. And we want people to continue. We really, I can't say it enough, really need people to come and visit so we can keep the mansion open for years to come. And by having all these young people come in and help us decorate, and they don't just help us decorate, they help us haul boxes and clean. And it's not all just fun and games. Everybody helps. But I love it when the young people come because hopefully they will continue this tradition in the future and our mansion will be here for a long time. You know, this is our 50th year that we're celebrating that Violet Brown, the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Brown, sold the Brown Mansion to the Historical Society. So for 50 years, we've been trying to keep this mansion open to the public like they wished.
Well, and it's just wonderful to see that. And just to be able to have that experience that, yes, you know, just to volunteer or just to help out getting events going. I mean, it's neat to be able to experience the space in ways that most of the time in some place like this, it would be roped off and you could just look in and that would be it.
And I might add, during the Christmas candlelit tours, you get to go into some of the rooms that you normally wouldn't get to go on a guided tour. This is a self-guided tour. We do have volunteers that will tell you some information about rooms. We have a handout, but you get to go in the parlor that you normally wouldn't get to go into, or maybe in the music room or the library. Not all rooms, but some rooms. Also, I said there was something for everybody, but we do hide Scotty dogs throughout the Brown Mansion because the Browns had Scotty dogs, and we did that to kind of make sure that the children would have something to do while their parents were looking at all the trees and decorations. But what we found is sometimes the adults like it just as much. So we hide those on the first and second floor just for fun. You're not supposed to take them. It's just a little kind of scavenger hunt that makes it a little bit more fun to come to the mansion.
But you have lost a few, right?
We have lost a few, but we still have 16 that you can find on the first and second floor. So we hope people enjoy doing that.
It's like a real I Spy book in
person
sort of thing. Oh, that's wonderful.
It is. Yep.
Well, that's really good, Darla. I hope the folks, if they haven't had the chance to go ahead and come out this year, you know, make sure you get your tickets now, because, like you said, they're selling out fast. And two, people say, oh, well, I went last year. Well, it's different. It's right. All different every year, right?
It is different. We have new decorators. We have new trees. Sometimes people switch rooms. There's always something new at the Brown Mansion. And of course, the outside is really growing every year. So we are so thankful for all our volunteers and all of our decorators.
Excellent. Well, that is really good. Hope everyone can stop out. Anything else, Darla, that comes to mind that you want to share with the listeners this morning?
Well, you know, I just would like to say, I guess, that, you know, the mansion was built in 1898 and it was finished in 1906. So it's been a very historic landmark or treasure for Coffeyville for a long time. And I don't know that we can find that in a lot of communities, because when Violet, their daughter, left to go to the nursing home, she left behind everything that's in the mansion. So besides Christmas, the Brown Mansion is all their belongings, all their books, their china, their silver, their rugs, their furnishings, everything, which I just think makes that so unique to most museums or homes that we see. And we really feel like they wanted to fill the mansion with love and laughter and joy, and we're getting to do that, and we're really happy that everybody isn't enjoying it so much. So we're very thankful for their generosity and sharing their mansion with us.
That's wonderful. It's meant to be used, so glad we can continue to do that.
Mm-hmm. Support the community, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Last chance, get the tickets.
And maybe the Grinch will stop by our
mansion.
Yeah, ooh.
You never know.
I don't know.
I don't
better
think
be you'd
careful.
Want him in there or not.
I don't know. It's pretty fancy in there. So.
Yeah.
That's great.
He might do some damage there.
Yeah. All righty. Well, Darla, really appreciate you coming on by the program today. And hope that lots of folks can come out and enjoy the mansion here this final weekend.
That's right.
Happy holidays.
Yes, absolutely. Merry Christmas to you both. And
Thanks, James.
Forward to seeing you around town.
Thank you so much.
All righty. And Denise, I guess this is probably, I don't know, are you coming back on, I should ask you, are you coming back on Thursday, or are you going to take a week off? I'm giving everyone the option to take next week off if you want. So,
are you going to be here?
I'll be here.
I'll be here.
Okay. All righty. We'll look forward to it then. So, all right. We'll see you next Thursday, Denise. And we have Open Line coming up here on KGGF.